Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, all you nations.
Joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is God is Love. We are continuing on with the marriage covenant and holy living, for we know God is love. Our scripture is coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 7th through the 10th verse. That's the 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 7th through the 10th verse. And it reads, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, now that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Amen. Oh, Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come right now honoring you and magnifying you, for truly you're worthy to be praised. praise the Lord, all ye people. And then we're going to exalt your holy name, Jesus, in all the earth. We come right now, Father, in prayer and supplication, knowing that you are a spirit. You said you are a spirit. God is a spirit, and we must say that worship you in spirit and in truth. For we know that you are love. Father God, give us the love, each listener, each one that's tuning in right now, and the ones that will tune in at a later date. Give us the mind and the heart, Father God, to love and to seek your face, to have and ask for that love that only you can give, that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. In the mighty name of Jesus, teach us your will, Lord Jesus, and teach us your ways as we come before you this day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. We are so glad to be back with you in February of 2016, March 2nd of 2016, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We began the year talking about what God has given me for 2016, that 2016 is the year of satisfying the longing soul. But obedience is key. And so we must trust and obey our Father, because God, he said in his word that the wrath comes upon the children of disobedience. So we want to be obedient, and we want to obey our Father, which is in heaven. And we know that he will provide. We know that God specializes. Amen. How many of you know out there that God specializes? I'm a first-hand true witness that God specializes. He knows what we need, when we need it, and how he needs to give it to us. And so with that being said, God is love, because, see, he specializes in love, because that's what he is. So when we're talking about being committed to our Father and having a faith walk with him and being his child, and we say we are Christ-like or Christian because of the prefix Christian in the beginning of Christianity, we are to have Christ-like ways. We are to behave as Christ has shown us and demonstrated through his love by sending his only begotten Son on earth to die for us, that we might have the right to the tree of life. Amen. So Jesus is love, because God is love. Amen. And so when we talk about even with the marriage covenant and holy living, to be married, first Jesus said that he is our first love. Amen. Jesus said he is our first love. So before we can love anyone else, we must first love God, and then he will teach us how to love ourselves, so that we can love others in return. Amen? And then we can show the love that God has blessed us in our hearts, and we can share that love abroad. Amen? So 1 John 4 and the 4th chapter and the 7th through the 10th verses teaching us on love and how we are to not only love those that love us, amen, but we are to love our enemies. Because we are talking about, yes, a marriage covenant here on earth, but we're also talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen? Somebody says, well, what is the marriage supper of the Lamb? That's when this all world will be passed away. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall remain forevermore. And we will have that consummation with him, the Father, the ultimate marriage. Amen? But he allows us to have earthly marriages on earth, and that's just a sweet appetizer of what is to come. And he told us in his word that marriage is symbolic, it's Christ's relationship to the church. So when we get married, we marry a lot of times for what? Love, because we love that individual. So God wants us to love our enemies. Amen? So when we say we love God and God dwelleth in us, We must demonstrate that. It's easy to love people that love us and love us back or treat us good. But Jesus said, no, love your enemies. Amen? He says, how dwelleth the love of God in you when you shut up your bowels of compassion towards your brother? And you know that your brother, you may see your brother or sister in need. He says, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So we must demonstrate. How can we demonstrate? The Spirit of God must be richly dwelling within us. How can it richly dwell in us? We must first seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things, everything else will be added. But how do we seek? Jesus said he stands at the door. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says, if any man opens up the door, he says, I will enter in. He says, Jesus said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said he'd enter in and he'd sup with you. Amen. So we first got to let Jesus in. Let Jesus in. How can we let him in? We can open up our hearts. We can open up our minds. He said, only the pure in heart can't be holy and not love our brothers. If we're going to show love, we must show it to even those that despitefully use us. Amen. And he said, pray for them. Do good to them that persecute you. And pray for them that despitefully use you. Now, that's going to take the love of God, listeners. You are not going to be able to do this on your own. You are going to have the love of God, and you're going to have the Spirit of God richly dwelling inside. And so we want to be mindful in our daily walk that we ask God to help us to love our enemies, to give us the mind of Christ, to give us, to allow his love to be in us and saturate through us and be a part of us so that others may see the love that God has given us. Amen? Because this is a part of our walk with Jesus Christ. And so we must be very careful of our walk every day. And we can't take it a week at a time or a month at a time. We must take it a day at a time, because Jesus said, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. He said, because tomorrow has its cares of its own. He says, you know, today is the day of salvation, you know, and so we want to be mindful of what he says today brings, because today has the cares of its own, so we have to get through today, and we don't know, Jesus may come tonight, so we want to be ready when he comes, amen? So ask the Savior. Let's ask the Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come right now asking you, Lord Jesus, to give us the mind to love you, to serve you, worship you in spirit and truth, to love our enemies, Father God. Help us to walk. Help us to walk in humility, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to be meek, Father God, and humble in the mighty name of Jesus. But let that love, Father God, that you have bestowed upon us, Father God, let it dwell richly within us, Father God, that we might be able to see you, Father God, and that we might hear the word here that you will say at the end, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. We ask that, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it and declare it to be done. Listening on it, we're out of time, and we thank you for tuning in today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Continue to rejoice in it and be glad, for tomorrow is not promised. But ask God to give you that love that you can go and show to your enemies, and that people may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. We love you, and we'll be talking with you soon. We'll be tuning in and emailing you and texting you when we're going to have our next sermon. And we want to thank you for tuning in. And remember to continue to always praise the Lord, because that's what it's all about. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Oh. for your nation.